it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this week, I'm in a Latin American restaurant downtown. It's called the Amazing Arepa Bar, and Maya Pacheco, the owner, is sitting next to me at one of their tables, and we're going to learn a lot about this place right now. Thanks so much for inviting me over.
No, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm so glad to have you here.
So tell me a little bit about the history of this place. When did it open?
We opened in February 2024. We start at Tower Grove Farmers Market. We still have a spot there.
Okay.
And we see the needs from the community to have more Latin food available. We came from Florida. I used to live in Orlando. My ex-husband found an opportunity for a job in here. One day I came and I told him, could you take me to eat some empanadas or Latin food? He said, no, we don't have anything like that in here. So, you know, when we move up from over there, we have the idea, but it was just a thinking. We didn't have anything figured out until we moved.
Before Florida, where were you?
I'm from Venezuela, from Maracay. We are a small state close to the beach. That's what we do. We have a lot of fun over there. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to leave Venezuela back in 2003. I moved with my sister to the United States. And then after a few years, my mom came. And, you know, now I live with my whole family here.
You said you had to leave Venezuela? Is that how you phrased it? I mean, I know Venezuela has a volatile political situation or has for many years. So why did you have to leave at that time?
That's part of the issue. We have some issues over there. And, you know, when Chavez took over the government, we decided that it's not going to be a safe place for us. So we moved to the United States, my sister and me. And eventually, like I said, after a few years, my mom.
Well, that's pretty bold to not only come to a new city and then realize maybe there's an opportunity here for Venezuelan food, Latin American food, but not having any restaurant background to start it. So, I mean, how did you start it? Did you buy a food truck? What was the first thing you did?
No, the first thing was the Tower Grill Farmers Market. We went there with the tent and, you know, we were just trying to have an extra income, to be honest. We didn't, at that point, we weren't thinking like it's going to be like a huge business or a big investment. You know, we were literally losing money because people didn't know, you know, the food. So we have to start from the beginning, from scratch, and tell people what we do.
So you had to educate people about the cuisine?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because some people, when I was saying Venezuela, they were asking Minnesota. Venezuela.
Wait, Minnesota? And Venezuela?
Yeah.
Okay, that's two different places.
It is. They are. We saw the opportunity, and that's what we are right now.
So tell me about the cuisine that you serve.
Well, we have, you know, we're trying to bring a little bit of everything that we have in Venezuela. The main things, of course, are the arepas, because those are the most popular items. Arepas are like, they are cornmeals, and we stuff them with different items. It depends on the time of the and the stuffing is when we eat it. For example, if you want to eat it as a breakfast, you can do it with ham and scrambled eggs, or something that we call perico, that has veggies and ham together with eggs. Or if you can have it as a lunch, we can put different stuffing like shredded beef. We have one that in particular is like a full meal inside of a arepa because it has black beans, plantain, shredded beef, and cheese.
Mm.
So yeah, it's gonna make you feel really full, and it's like a full lunch. Also, we have the sweet corn pancakes, which are really popular. The flavor is similar to the cornbread, but we do it in a grill as a pancake shape. We stuff that with cheese, and if you want a protein, we have different options like chorizo, shredded beef, pork belly, and so forth.
Well, I couldn't help but notice while we were sitting here chatting that some food was placed in front of us.
Yes.
So I would like you to tell me about it, and I want to try it.
Yeah, these ones are, we call that tequeños. Tequeños are like rolled cheese, stick cheese, like mozzarella cheese, but those are better, I promise. And this one in particular that I brought today, these are with guava. So guava and cheese.
Oh, guava, okay, yeah.
So this one has the savory toast, you know, sweet and savory. So you can try those. And normally we have those with something sweet to like dip on. Mm-hmm. And this one is the cilantro garlic sauce that we Ooh. Use when we have only with cheese.
Okay, cilantro garlic. That looks really good.
Yeah, this is our signature sauce.
Okay, so can I
yes.
grab one?
This yeah, and with chocolate. You can try just...
Chocolate?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh. Oh, like a mole or literally?
No, this is the Hershey.
Straight up chocolate.
Hershey one.
So it's like a dessert?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic. That's an interesting combination, though.
Mm-hmm. You can eat it itself only with the guava and cheese, and it's really
So they have cheese in them and chocolate?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Cheese, chocolate, and guava.
Now we're drinking, what is this?
Malta.
Malta?
Malta Maltin.
Maltin?
This is the Venezuelan
so,
brand.
So you said it's not really root beer. It's root beer-ish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's hard to find something to compare in the United States, but
yeah.
it's sweeter. It's a little bit more mm-hmm. sweet than the root beer, can I say?
It's kind of like, you said it's kind of like a black beer, but without alcohol in it.
Uh-huh, and okay. sugar.
Yeah, it's very good. So how did you choose this place downtown on 14th and Washington for your place?
You know, I was looking at spaces close to Tower Grove because that's where our market was. The customer who knows were around the Tower Grove. And I couldn't find anything closer. But I saw that this place was available. I talked to the property management and... they let me get in and I fall in love with the place.
How big is the Venezuelan community?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In St. Louis?
I don't know exactly amounts, but we have a decent community, and it's growing. It's growing lately because the whole immigration that came to the United States, we have people from Venezuela that have been living here for over 25 years, and people who work in different markets, people who work for Bayer, for example. You know, different areas, we have social workers, we have nurses, we have doctors, we have, as a matter of fact, my sister doctor, it's one of the head of doctors on BJC.
BJC, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's from Venezuela, he's from Maracaibo, so.
Since you're at Tower Grove Park originally, do you do the International, the Festival of Nations, which just happened recently?
We did. This is our third time that we participate in the market, in the Festival of Nations. It's a really good festival. A lot of people going. And on Saturday, I couldn't sit in the entire day. I was standing up the whole day.
You couldn't stand. You couldn't sit down.
Yeah, I was trying to help customers. I mean, we opened at 9 and it was close to 7 and I was there. So... it was a really good day and Sunday as well.
How have you found the atmosphere downtown for your restaurant?
They are really open. You know, the diversity that downtown has, there are no fears to try new things. You know, they are not scared to try new cultures, new food, and that helps us a lot.
And in terms of your clientele, how do you know types of people that are coming in here normally?
Well, we have a lot of tourists. that come to the City Museum. And also we have the, you know, our normal customers. I can say it's about maybe 80% Americans and 20% Latin people.
Who are looking for maybe a taste of home.
Yes, I mean, we have from different countries. We have from Venezuela, Colombians. You know, Colombians and Venezuela, the flavors and the food are really similar. We used to be the same country. So, you know, you can find a lot of Colombians in here on Saturdays and Sundays. And Americans, they like to try new things, you know, and the fact that now we have this this trend that people likes to eat, like vegetarian and vegan, we gave them that option so they can, people from those markets can come and eat something good.
What about desserts?
For dessert, we have churros, which is a standard thing. And we also have the tres leches and flan that I personally made them.
Tres leches and flan? Uh-huh. Oh boy, that sounds good.
I personally made it. I may have to see if we have some available for you today. But yes, those are the ones that I made personally. Yeah. And the recipe for cachapa is my recipe, the original, since I started.
I also noticed on your menu that there is a plantain-based burger, which I have never heard of, but it says plantain burger, chimichurri, one of my favorites, jalapenos, and pickled onions. That sounds amazing.
Yes.
Amazing is the name of your restaurant. So.
It is. Well, you know, the plantain, it's like green plantain. Mm-hmm. We replace the bread for green plantains, and everything else is like a standard burger. We also, in Venezuela, this is an empanada.
So oh boy, we got an empanada coming too.
Beef empanada.
Okay.
In Venezuela, we put different things that Americans doesn't use in burgers. So when they try, they see all this explosion of flavor and they always love it. We all normally put like salad, you know, lettuce, tomato, onions. We put eggs. We have the special. It's coming with chicken, with the beef patty. We put cheddar, and we also put those shoestring potatoes on top. And those, all the combination of flavor and textures are really good.
Is there anything else you wanted to tell me about with your restaurant?
Yes, I wanted to tell you that we have we open Tuesdays to Sundays. And during the week, like Tuesday to Friday, we have a special lunch. So I want to invite the people around the restaurant, people from offices, and people who work around the downtown area to try. It's a full meal. You can have rice, you can have black beans, and one protein. And that's coming with a soda. So you won't miss that. It's a good meal. It's healthy. It's delicious. And it's really far, far away from fast food.
That certainly is true. It is the amazing Arepa Bar, which is at 14th and Washington thereabouts. New Venezuelan and Latin American restaurant, Maya Pacheco. Thanks so much for inviting me over. It's
one more thing that I want to say.
Oh, go ahead.
Be prepared, because in September we have from September we start to do like small parties. And we're going to have people with live music, with DJ and different things in here.
Mm.
We remember that we have also drinks, like cocktails, beers, and things like that, that you can come and try with the food.
Nice. And I guess we're going to try a couple more things here. Empanada, and what's that over there?
This is a cachapa. This is a sweet corn pancake.
Oh, wow, that's huge. Okay.
Yeah, all right. You see that's coming with the pancake has cheese inside, and this in here are pork belly.
Okay.
We put cream, and on top it has feta cheese, which is similar to Venezuelan cheese.
Okay, well, I guess I'm gonna be full after this, but thanks so much.
thank you for having me
over.
Thank you for coming, and I really appreciate your time.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.